下面有请英特尔高级副总裁兼数字家庭事业部总经理金炳国先生。 Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. Eric Kim.
Morning. I'm always excited to come to Beijing. I think this is the most dynamic place in the world. This is so much activity and action going on. Today, I'd like to talk to you about Intel's plans in the consumer space and how we believe the entire industry, especially the PC and the consumer electronics industry, is poised for a major revolution. I think it's fair to say that the video over the internet is the killer app right now. Clearly, this has been enabled by a tremendous penetration of broadband to households. It is continuing to grow, and in many parts of the world, it has passed the critical mass level where this kind of phenomena is taking place. In China, for example, this year, the total household with broadband enablement is expected to actually pass the United States in terms of total numbers. When you take a look at the actual video stream served, it is amazing. As recently as a few years ago, video stream down the internet was a rare phenomenon. This year, it is expected that 75 billion video clips will be downloaded over the internet, reaching 100 billion by 2008. This is a tremendous explosion happening on the internet. Today, as a matter of fact, it's the video content that is the dominant type of data that's flowing over the internet backbone today, whereas previously it was the audio content. So, what's driving this video explosion? Quite simply, it's you, it's all of us. In an unprecedented fashion, people are creating their own video content, putting online, sharing with friends, sharing with the world. I'm sure you know, you've heard about a company called YouTube. As recently as 18 months ago, it didn't exist. Now they're serving over 100 million video content every day over the internet. In China, a company like Todu is having explosive phenomena similar to YouTube as well. But the video over internet is more than just end user-generated content. Even the professional content, those premium contents that people pay money for, that are driving major enterprises that has been in business for many, many years with a very stable business model, they are embracing internet in an unprecedented way. Until now, video enjoyment over the internet was, frankly, was a limited experience. The bandwidth was limited. You have small little screen on your display. It wasn't like the TV where you have a large screen, full screen experience, the ability to sit back and enjoy, and the ability to interact in a way that adds value to your experience. Now today, this kind of activity is only possible on the PC. Why is that? Because PC is the most powerful, most flexible device that enables these kind of innovation. But clearly, in many ways, TV is a better product. You get a wonderful large screen, in many cases, high definition, right? It's sitting in the living room where your sofa is, where you can enjoy with your family and your friends, right? So in a sense, all this great user experience is happening on the internet, but TV is not participating. So the old debate of, you know, is PC gonna take over TV or vice versa? That's not the right debate, right? What's happening is that consumers are embracing both. The way the consumers are using it, they're using it in what I call a converged experience. So users are doing this, even though today's technology isn't allowing the kind of converged experience they want, because there's no easy way to do this. So what's the barrier that's preventing this kind of converged experience? Clearly, it's the technology. Today, there is a fundamental disconnect between the PC and the world of internet, and the TV and the world of linear programming. The things that users are doing, the things that are driving the greatest and the fastest acceptance is captured by four key aspects, what I call four C's: control, choice, clarity, and community. Control clearly is all about user being able to decide when they want to see what content. Choice is all about being able to pick the content that you want. It's no longer that one show satisfies everybody. There are millions and millions of contents. With cable TV, you've got hundreds of channels. With internet, you have essentially infinite choices. Clarity is another major factor, right? The consumer electronic category is driven by better and better definition, higher definition. HD is the key driver of the industry today. And consumers are demanding better quality for the PC-based entertainment experience as well. And lastly, perhaps most profoundly, is community. This is the revolution that's been enabled by internet. Web 2.0 is all about creating your own social network and being able to engage in ways that were not possible before. So it's four C's that are driving the user acceptance of the new digital paradigm. Some of the key requirements in order to deliver four C's across two islands is that, first and foremost, there has to be consistent and common architectural foundation between the world of the PC and the world of the consumer electronics. Such common architecture do not exist today. The PC industry continues to grow at a healthy clip on a worldwide basis at a low teens level, 12-13% per year on a worldwide basis. Clearly, the consumer's adoption of notebook is a very, very big driver there. In China, it's actually going faster, 16% a year, close to 20% a year right now. The way we're looking at the desktop consumer PC category is by looking at four different segments: the enthusiast segments, the mainstream segment, lifestyle segment, and entry segment. So enthusiast segment is really all about those people who want the latest and the greatest and the highest possible performance, such as the gamers and the high-end media enthusiasts. A few weeks ago, Intel launched our latest and most powerful quad-core microprocessor, Intel Core Quad, Core 2 Quad QX6800, running at 2.93 gigahertz with 1066 megahertz front-side bus and 8 meg of L2 cache. As you can see from the various quotes from the industry, this is definitively the most powerful, high-performing microprocessor today. It is the undisputed leader. But there's more coming. Today, I'd like to announce our next very, very high-end platform, codenamed Skulltrail. This is a high-end gaming machine designed with dual sockets, designed to be able to accept two quad-core microprocessors. That means eight cores on a system with four PCI Express slots. This will be the ultimate gaming and media machine when it becomes available in the second half of this year. So I'd like to talk about mainstream systems and what's possible in the mainstream. This affects more people than any other kind of systems. This is a system that you get great capability and great value for your money. I have a system here on stage. This is based on a low end of our Core 2 Duo microprocessor with our latest chipset G965. Running some of the latest games. So I think it's fair to say that today the best, the highest performing, the fastest gaming experience is actually done on a PC platform. And even on a mainstream PC platform, you get great gaming experience. So much so that recently on a Business Week article, it was titled, "Is Console Gaming Over?" I mean, I don't want to predict that kind of future, but the fact is you get great gaming capability with a great value from a PC platform that you could do a lot more than just game. What about some other aspects of the mainstream platform? Well, clearly, our mainstream platform with latest 965 chipset is delivering tremendous improvement in graphics capability, as well as video handling capability, as well as other applications that are run on the PC. Our Core 2 Duo machine with G965 chipset runs great on Vista Premium with Aeroglass. And so for most users, they don't actually need to spend extra money to buy additional discrete card to add to your system. So maintaining this kind of leadership for the mainstream, the broad audience, is only one aspect of our leadership. Second aspect is giving greater accessibility to the mainstream PC. As you know, more and more people are putting all of their digital content, their family photos, their video clips, downloaded contents on the PC. So in a sense, the PC has become the media hub for your home. A year ago, we launched Vive as the best mainstream media PC in the market. It's based on Core 2 Duo processor family with our chipset, with built-in LAN and optional Wi-Fi connection, and a media server software stack, which provides unique way to access and share content from the PC. Throughout the year, we worked very hard working with third-party device manufacturers and the content players to bring more contents that could tap into the PC. So today we have over 30 routers and 23 DMAs that could tap into the Vive PC to actually access content and enjoy across different devices. This is all about category where people care about aesthetics and form factor and the usability design. Well, Intel is bringing the world's most advanced mobile technology, which delivers high performance at high energy efficiency as a platform to enable greater innovation in form factor designs and lifestyle aspect for the product. We'll be delivering Santa Rosa for desktop in second quarter based on 35-watt CPU power envelope with high performance, with better graphics, and built-in 802.11n connectivity and the Intel Turbo memory that gives a very fast response to the activities. We expect that this would be a great foundation to really enable innovations in this area. It's already happening. You can see it in China. China is a great place for this kind of innovation. We have major companies like Founder, TCL, and Haier bringing out form factor innovated products starting second quarter. So let's talk about our last segment, which is entry segment. Entry segment is also going under tremendous transformation. This is all about getting great value for the lowest possible cost. This is the PC for the next billion of users. What Intel is doing is that for the second half 07, we're driving new architecture to our Pentium dual core as well as Celeron with a flexible motherboard that gives truly top-to-bottom consistency across the board and also based on the highly energy-efficient 65-watt thermal. We're driving the total system BOM cost down to the lowest possible cost point and still deliver full, high-performing PC experience. So overall, our second half consumer desktop, you can see that we are driving for leadership in all segments, in the high-end extreme with the ultimate performance leadership, in the lifestyle area, driving high level of energy efficiency for great form factor and style innovation, in the mainstream, providing a great audio, video, and graphics capability for the mainstream, and for the entry, a lowest possible total system cost. And we'll continue to drive this forward to continue to lead our leadership in the desktop PC category. Now, let me talk about next generation. Pat talked about 45 nano process. This fall, we'll be shipping products based on 45 nano Penryn family of products, dual core and quad core. Dual core will have 6 meg of L2 cache, and quad core will have 12 meg of L2 cache. Also very important is that we're adding 47 new SSE for instruction set. These are instruction sets that are designed to deliver significant advantages in media handling, graphics, video, audio handling capabilities. Also, these parts will be clocked greater than 3 gigahertz. Initial will be at 3.3 gigahertz. So tremendous performance, awesome gaming, and hard definition media experience. Another major area. I think it's fair to say that the consumers are embracing PC in a way as a critical fabric of their lives. So, as users are demanding more and more the kind of 4C experience that I talked about, how do we bring the world of consumer electronics to this world of internet? As I mentioned earlier, it's going to require a fundamental advances in the process capability, as well as internet compatibility and software ecosystem. This is what's going to be needed to deliver the 4Cs.